Welcome to Health Pulse Podcast.
Today's episode is proactive versus reactive health management. There are so many priorities demanding your energy and attention today with everything that's going on. Are you doing enough to ensure your continued health and wellness? We have an executive health program which has really transformed the traditional executive physical from a data gathering exam into a fully integrated head-to-toe evaluation by some of the top medical staff in the world. My special guests for today are Dr. Robert Pilotto and Candace O'Neill from the Hazenga Executive Health Program. Dr. Pilotto is the staff physician at the Hazenga Executive Health Department, as well as the Chief Experience Officer at Cleveland Clinic in Weston. He graduated in 2003 from UNIBE University and has been working at Cleveland Clinic, Florida for over 17 years. Candace O'Neill is currently a dietitian for the Executive Health Program. She obtained her bachelor's degree in human nutrition and dietetics from the University of Florida and went on to complete her dietetic internship at Meredith College in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
So guys, busy lifestyles leave little time for the essential preventive medical care that can mean the difference between years of high personal productivity and ultimately facing a medical crisis. So our goal today is to try and help executives develop an awareness of their health and to provide some state-of-the-art tools needed to make healthy changes through our executive health program. Dr. Pilotto, can you explain proactive versus reactive health management?
Sure. And thank you very much for having us today, Dr. Delaney. Really appreciate your time. And so, yes, you know, when we talk about health management of patients nowadays, we talk about a proactive approach, which essentially means we want to catch disease or illness before it becomes a problem. In a reactive type of health management, what we're really doing there is when someone is ill, when they're sick, then that's when we see them for the first time. And now when we try to manage a disease, it may already have afflicted the body in some way. You know, about half of our population has hypertension. So hypertension is an easy example to look at. In our executive health program, we want to make sure that we check everyone's blood pressure and we want to make sure we understand what's going on. And if we can catch it in what we call the pre-hypertensive state, or maybe just when the blood pressure is starting to pick up a little bit, well, then we can prevent damage to the heart. We can prevent damage to the blood vessels and try to minimize the illness that can come afterwards, which can lead to heart disease and strokes. So for us, we want to make sure that we catch not just high blood pressure, but diabetes, high cholesterol, and other diseases before they become a problem. And so that's why, for us, the proactive approach is the right way of doing it.
Well, that makes sense. And as a colorectal surgeon, I guess it's a bit like screening for colorectal cancer. Try and pick it up when it's a polyp and the damage hasn't been done yet.
So maybe
talk a little bit more and tell listeners how the Executive Health Program is proactive in the approach to health management. What do you do and how do you approach it?
So when our patients come in the morning, it's a very different to what your typical general physical would be, where maybe you come in to see your doctor, you might spend maybe 30 minutes, maybe get some blood work afterwards, and then the doctor will send you a letter or a note, just kind of giving you an idea of what's going on. In our program, it's a full day event. So essentially, when you come in the morning, you're going to be with us from early in the morning till probably mid-afternoon, kind of going through multiple tests. So we start off by doing a very complex, comprehensive blood panel, which will include not just your basic blood tests like cholesterol, sugar, but more detailed tests to really know what's going on in your body. So for example, we go the extra mile and we order something called a hemoglobin A1C, which gives us a better idea if the patient is susceptible to diabetes. We do a test that's called the lipoprotein A, which will give us a better idea if that patient is susceptible to heart disease in the future. These are typical tests that you wouldn't get done with your regular physician. And so we do a very comprehensive blood work. But on top of that, throughout the day, you'll have a stress test, EKG, chest x-ray. And one of our most popular tests now is something that we call the calcium score or coronary calcium test. And essentially what that test is a test to look at the coronary arteries to see if there's any buildup going on there. If there is, then we want to maybe be a little bit more aggressive in our approach to managing the patients. Unfortunately, sometimes the cholesterol panel doesn't give us the whole story. Sometimes the cholesterol can be slightly elevated, but when we do the calcium score, we see that the level is very high, and therefore we want to make sure that we manage the patient appropriately. On top of that, in our female executives, we make sure that they see a gynecologist. We also set up their mammogram, their pap smears. And on top of that, we check their eyes. Not only do we do visual acuity, but we check tonometry, which is to check the pressure of the eyes, and also a fundoscopic exam so we can see the back of the eye. It's amazing what you can learn just by looking at the fundus of the eye. You can tell if someone's had high blood pressure or diabetes. But on top of that, we do hearing tests, so we do our audiology test. So as you can see, it really is kind of from head to toe. And then towards the end of the day, the patients will meet with myself to do a full physical from head to toe. They will also meet with a mental health coach. They'll meet with a physical fitness, they'll have a physical fitness evaluation with a body composition to see how their lean muscle looks, how their body fat analysis and percent looks. And then they will meet with Candace, our registered dietitian, to kind of go over some of the steps and education to see how they can improve, not just their lifestyle, but also the way they're eating and the way that they're, you know, sort of approaching life. For a lot of our executives who are on the road, who travel a lot, sometimes it's very difficult to make good decisions when you're on the road. And so what Candace will do is sit with them to try to really help them sort of navigate that sort of situation.
Yeah, I bet that kind of guidance is important. And Candace, I have a couple of questions for you a little later so we can learn more from you. But Robert, again, so this is obviously a very popular kind of program. A lot of senior people in significant roles with high stress, high pressure lifestyles and travel, at least before COVID. So how many organizations are enrolled nationally and internationally, and what kind of organizations should be thinking about this for their leadership?
So currently we have about 141 organizations. We have some right here in our backyard. So we like to meet up with local companies just so that we can also help the community. But on top of that, we have companies outside the US, in the Caribbean, Latin America, in South America, Central America, Mexico, but also in Canada. And so we also have organizations that are within the US, up north in Ohio, as well as in California, and also here in Florida, up in Central Florida. So we have multiple companies, and we have over 2,000 eligible executives that can come through the program. So for us, we wanna make sure that we try to get as many of them in. And a company or organization that should be looking at this is a company that really wants to get the most productivity out of their employee. We know that when we're healthy and feeling well, we can be more productive. There's less sick days throughout the year. So any organization that wants to really keep their top executives or their employees in general healthy, productive, vital, they want to make sure that they get them in to get their physicals. Unfortunately, when these busy executives kind of get into their work, it's hard for them to make an appointment to come in to get some blood work done to check their blood pressure. So it's important that they give them that opportunity, a personal day to come in. And because our program is efficient in the sense that we get everything done in one day, it wouldn't be something that their employee would have to come in day after day or miss more days of work. In one day, we can get everything done. So for any organization that's out there that wants to have a more productive employee who's healthy and mentally stable in order to, kind of get through their days and manage their stress and that work-life balance, as you mentioned, I think our program can really help.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I think I know the feeling. So this kind of thing is really, really helpful and beneficial. So maybe tell me a little bit. So that's the first visit on the day. And then every now and again, you're going to find something that may need treatment. But tell me about the different services after the initial visit and follow up. You mentioned briefly their mental health, and we're going to talk to Candace a little bit, but obviously there's long term nutritional advice. What are the long term health things that you'll follow up on and coach people about?
So the most important thing is once we do their blood work, we look at some of their tests that come back, whether it be the stress test, calcium score, hearing test, we want to make sure that they have follow-up, because a lot of patients will leave and maybe just leave with some information, but not know what to do with it. So what we try to do is we try to set up appointments, whether it be with specialists, for example, cardiology, sometimes it's urology. So maybe these type of things we try to set up before they leave, and that way they have follow-up. A lot of the stuff that needs follow-up is a lot with primary care. So if they don't have a primary care, we want to make sure that we set them up with that. But on top of that, if they are obese, if their cholesterol is elevated, if their sugar is elevated, they've met with Candace, our registered dietitian, and what they can do is that Candace will follow up with them in 3 months, 6 months, just to make sure that they're following the plan. On top of that, if we see that they're depressed or extremely anxious or having trouble sleeping or with work-life balance, Rachel, who's our mental health coach, we'll follow up with them and give them instructions on how they can continue to improve. And that way we can continuously follow up with them to see how things are going. And so for us, it's not just important the day of the visit where we go through all this information, but to make sure that they're following up afterwards to take care of their health, because there's no more important thing than if we do find an abnormality to make sure that they're continuing to follow up, because if they don't, then everything they did for this visit kind of goes, you know, without any promise or productivity. So not only is it important for us on the day of the visit, but it's also very important for us after they leave.
Right, and I'm sure we can leverage all the virtual health programs that we have as well. So people don't even need to come physically back here very often for some of this follow up. So we can be as efficient as possible with their time.
That's right. And so, you know, we talk about the name of a program being executive health. But what we've noticed over the last few years is as our executive patients come through the program, we're starting to see a lot of spouses coming in, a lot of their children coming in. And on top of that, by word of mouth, we've also seen now a lot of private patients who are looking for that extra, you know, sort of a evaluation to come in and get their physicals as well. And so the program has evolved not only to manage our executive health patients, but a lot of their families, a lot of their friends, and even some of the community around us. We also have a lot of patients that come in from the international market. And so they want to come in to get a good comprehensive physical. So they rather come in, go spend a full day with us, get a good evaluation, and then they go back to their country, and then they follow up with their physicians there. So the program has evolved over time. So, you know, we call it still the executive health program, but we also see a lot of other patients as well. That is not just only the executive health patients.
That's good. High end, in depth, comprehensive care. And so a lot of that obviously is based on good nutrition and a good foundation for all of us. And that's a long term thing. So Candace, that's a nice transition into your services at Cleveland Clinic Weston. Maybe you can tell us a little more about the services offered through your program.
Yeah, so during the nutrition assessment, we take a deep dive and we want to learn about someone's diet. We also want to learn about their past medical history and their family history for chronic diseases. And during my conversation with someone, I like to learn about their total lifestyle. So what are their family dynamics? Who cooks? Who shops? What their eating schedule is like? Do they have to travel for work? Are they often eating out, and that would be pre-COVID? Do they often eat out for business lunches and things like that pre-COVID? And this is really crucial to understand someone's lifestyle before we create a nutrition plan for someone. What's going to work long term for them? So I really like to meet people where they are so we can create a plan that's going to work for them in the future so they can prevent any chronic diseases that they're looking to. And during the assessment, you know, like Dr. Pilota was saying earlier, a lot of our patients live in this fast-paced lifestyle where it's grab and go all the time, and many times it doesn't lead to healthy food choices. Maybe they're skipping meals or eating out often, or maybe during business meetings they're drinking a lot of alcohol. So we really review any dietary modifications that need to be made so they can improve their health, but also giving them the understanding of why they need to do this, because that's really crucial, and then helping them find that balance within their lifestyle. During the visit, I'll also utilize the InBody assessment. And the InBody is a body composition machine. So it tells us what your weight is worth. So it tells us how much muscle and fat you have, But our InBody machine actually will tell us visceral fat, which is a marker of central obesity. And we know that having central obesity may increase your risk of chronic diseases. So I'll walk them through lifestyle changes or modifications that need to be made to reduce that. And sometimes having those markers in front of you can be really powerful. So we can see year to year how the steps they've made can improve those markers, and they feel really empowered to continue with those habits.
Yeah, that sounds a very structured approach to it. I have to ask you, with this year, how do you think the pandemic has impacted people's nutrition and diet?
So we've had people on both end of the spectrums. Some people have really created opportunity with having not to commute or not having to travel to really take steps to improve their health. But a lot of people have been struggling. They've been working 24/7 from their home. They've really lost all structure to their day. And sometimes it has led to the healthiest of habits. I see a lot of people have been grazing throughout the day, a lot of snacking, and then a lot of alcohol as well.
So maybe, Candace, as a last question, you could give listeners some practical health tips, maybe even one health tip just to start off towards a healthy living. What's a good place to start if you haven't been thinking about this enough yet?
Okay, so I'll give you two. So to improve our health, we really need to get back to the basics. People tend to overcomplicate nutrition. And our first instinct when we get a bad lab result is, okay, I need to completely change my lifestyle today. I need to take everything away. But instead, maybe we want to think about what we can add to our lifestyle. It may elicit a more positive mindset, and you're actually getting to add something instead of taking everything away. So we often overlook produce, and we know, according to the CDC, still only 1 in 10 US adults and adolescents eat enough fruits and vegetables. And I know from my patient population, oftentimes they're skipping breakfast and maybe only getting vegetables in at dinner time. So there's really a gap there. So that's the first step, right? We want to try to incorporate vegetables in or produce in at all meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. Then you've got a really big gold star. And then we want to have variety, right? Just not eating broccoli or oranges every day, but having a variety of colors to really maximize our antioxidant content in our diet. It's really important as well. And then if you're someone who you're not eating any produce right now, maybe let's just start with one meal. Or if you're someone who doesn't like eating produce, maybe we can disguise it. So in a smoothie or in a sauce or in a soup or something like that can be fun. And then the next thing I would say that kind of integrates nutrition would be sleep. I feel like sleep is really the foundation and the pillar of health, because when we're not getting enough sleep, a lot of our other habits go to the wayside. So getting those 8 hours of sleep is really crucial, because then you're going to want to make healthy food choices for yourself, or you're going to have the energy to do that. Or maybe you're not going to have those cravings for sugary, sweet things, or you're not going to want to gravitate towards that extra cup of coffee in the afternoon. And then also maybe you're going to be managing your stress better because you're getting adequate sleep, and then you'll want to exercise. So it all works together wonderfully. During the program, me and the other wellness providers work collaboratively, and we worked with Dr. Pilotto to make sure that all areas are checked off. And if we hear something in a conversation, we want to give the person a heads up so we can really maximize that person's visit when they go to meet with the next provider, or possibly give a referral if they didn't have that visit for the day already.
Yeah, well, what a great review. Thank you. A lot of really good suggestions there. So thinking about it, thank you both first for the in-depth explanation of the program. But so it sounds like the Huizenga Executive Health Program really empowers busy executives and really busy people who probably aren't thinking about it enough to avoid illness and optimize their wellness, which is going to keep them healthy for the long run. So obviously here at Cleveland Clinic, we regard health as a personal responsibility. And the team here, as you've heard, can provide strategies of engagement, enabling you to take charge of your wellness. Thank you, Robert, and thank you, Candace, for your time and dedication to help our patients and executives across the Florida region and beyond. To our listeners, please think about making an appointment and coming to learn from these health experts and learn more about the Huizenga Executive Health Program at my.clevelandclinic.org, or to schedule an executive physical, call 954-659-5380. Thank you for your time today. If you'd like to submit questions or future topic ideas, please send them to healthpulse@ccf.org.